The pro-reform group Families USA commissioned a report showing 478,000 people in Wisconsin would be eligible for health tax credits. These credits begin in 2014. The study shows they'll help both low- and middle-income people pay for private health insurance. The director of health policy for Families USA, Kathleen Stoll, says the subsidies to pay for health insurance come before the bills are due. In other words, they're advanceable.
Families will get the financial help at the beginning of the year, not as a reimbursement after a family has laid out premium dollars. So you don't have to front the money, if you will, for health insurance coverage.
The tax credits for private health insurance will be available to those having incomes up to four times the poverty level. That's about $88,000 for a family of four. Wisconsin Citizen Action Director Robert Craig characterizes it as a middle-class tax cut. He says $1.7 billion will be provided to eligible Wisconsin families in 4 years.
That dwarfs that number, any tax cut promises being made by politicians in this election season. And it's $1.7 billion that will directly impact working families. They can afford health care.
The amount of the credit is determined by a percentage of household income. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.